Welcome to the Mind vs. Action Journey, where every week I will share experiences, thoughts, and ideas on how you can go from thoughts in your mind to actually taking actions. Life is not formed by just what is in our mind, but by actually taking action on what is in our mind. It is not enough to simply hope, think, and wish. We must take action. My physical pain only reminds me that I am human. It does not stop me. It fuels me. The year 2000 was supposed to bring all sorts of crazy things into our world. And for me, it did. I had just started high school, and one minute I was having dinner with friends, the next minute I was being picked up by an air ambulance and clinging on to life. What started out with a nice rainy day and pot roast dinner ended with me going into coma for several days. I had been involved in a terrible car accident in which I was the driver. I was going downhill and entering the freeway when all of a sudden I hit a pothole. I tried stepping on the brake, and instead I stepped on the gas. With the road wet, it made the car spin out of control to the point where I lost control of the car and went down a canyon, rolling down several times. My girlfriend at that time and her friend went unharmed, not a single scratch, and for that, I am beyond thankful. I, on the other hand, had hit my head hard enough to where I ended with a severe brain hemorrhage and with a severely busted left hand as well. I had shattered a couple of fingers and damaged my arm tendon. Given that it was a canyon where the car ended, I had to be airlifted. From the moment the car started rolling downhill, I completely knocked out. I have no recollection of what happened next. I didn't wake up until several days later and with a major headache and pain all over my body. My whole body looked as if it was a new car. Cables and wires covered all of it. The doctors had essentially cut my head open from my forehead to my ear in order to relieve the pressure and then drain the blood out before any brain damage could occur. They also had to do a full reconstructive surgery on my left hand in order to save all of it, and they did. I owe my life to every person that was involved from the moment I was rescued to the day I left the hospital walking and fully functioning. My mother, through this whole period, of course, was devastated, and the one thing she did tell me after the fact was that she only asked God for one thing, to let me live only if I would still be fully functional or to take me away. Sounds harsh, I know, but my mother knew me, and there is no way I would have been content living in a vegetative state or in a state where I could no longer be me, fully. The brain surgery took 12 hours, and the doctor that performed the surgery assured my mother that I would be completely functional. No permanent damage had taken place. I was left with this massive scar on the side of my head, but I survived. And 19 years later, here I am, and in my opinion, much better than prior to the accident. I was supposed to be out of school for at least a year after leaving the hospital due to temporary limited mobility and the severe pain I was going to experience for the next year or so until my skull and brain adapted to the opening and actually healed. My left arm and hand also had to go through physical therapy for several months. The physical pain was severe, but the thought of being stuck at home and missing out on school hurt a lot more. 1 week after the surgery, I convinced my doctor to release me and to allow me for me to attend school. And he did. The problem was I would have to ride the pain as I could not be taking any sort of pain medication while at school as it would almost put me to sleep minutes after taking it. During this time, I decided that pain would not define my story or set me back, that my physical pain would only be nothing more than a nuance. I decided that I would be the one to dictate when I was better and how long it would take for me to get better. I knew that I was gifted with not just a strong body, but a strong mind and that I could wield it both to my wanting. I wanted what I wanted, and I would get it no matter what price I had to pay. It was a long year of pain and discomfort, but the mental strength that came from this experience is priceless. I learned to embrace pain and to build a tremendous tolerance, not just for physical pain, but for any form of pain and desire. I acknowledged that the pain was real and that no matter what I did, the pain would still be there. So I could either succumb to it or thrive in spite of it. In my mind, the pain or discomfort would not go away for a while, so might as well continue to live my life and not let pain live it for me. Till this day, I still believe that pain only reminds us that we are human, but it cannot stop us unless we let it. That is a choice we have and that we get to make. To pain, I say, come at me. I own and set my own limitations. No one else, not even you. To you reading this or hearing this, I ask, what physical or mental limitations is holding you back? Is it really holding you back, Or is it you holding you back because you have decided that it would? I know there are tragedies that often happen where, yes, someone's desire has been completely destroyed because of some event that perhaps left unpredictable and unrepairable physical damage. But if you are still breathing, you can pivot the desire you had prior to the battle axe striking and construct a new one that is still possible regardless of any limitations. I know this for sure. When we lose some form of physical ability, it is replaced by another, and it is also replaced by this mind fortitude that allows us to keep thriving. Our bodies were not built to quit on us or succumb to most things. They were built to allow us to keep fighting the good fight of life. It is up to you and you only to decide what you can and cannot do. It is up to you to challenge yourself and own yourself fully, mentally and physically. You will be surprised at the amount of strength you have when you have no other choice but to survive. The thing is that you do not need to be in a situation of life or death in order to tap into this strength. You can tap into it at any moment you desire. You just need to make the decision that you will and believe that you have it because you do. Please subscribe to my blog, podcast, or YouTube channel to get notifications when my weekly entry is posted. I promise I will never disappoint. Thank you. Until next time, I challenge you to own your thoughts, actions, process, results, and ultimately your life story. Most importantly, I challenge you to go from thoughts in your mind to taking actual actions on those thoughts, as nothing happens until actions are taken.